KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration is urging Congress to reauthorize a spy program.
Time is running out to keep Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act going before it expires at the end of December. The White House says the spy program is vital to preventing terrorism, catching spies, and disrupting cyber attacks. Administration officials warn lawmakers that without the program, the government won't be able to collect crucial intelligence overseas. But civil liberties advocates insist that changes are needed before the program is reauthorized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the New Hampshire First in the Nation presidential primary will be on January 23, 2024. The state's defying President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's plans to give South Carolina the party's first primary contest. New Hampshire has held its first in the nation primary status for more than a century. The vote on a tentative contract with GM currently too close to call.
Voting on a tentative contract agreement between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union that ended a six-week strike against the company appears to be too close to call. Workers at several large GM factories have turned down the deal. Factory in Arlington, Texas, with about 5,000 workers, has voted more than 60% to approve the deal so far, with voting at GM to wrap up Thursday. Voting at Ford continues until early Saturday, where so far the deal is passing with 66.1% voting in favor, and at Jeep maker Stellantis, the contract was overwhelmingly passing, with Stellantis voting continuing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sephora becomes the latest company to act against shoplifters nationwide, removing all perfumes and fragrances from their shelves. Now only sample bottles will be accessible to customers. This is SRN News. A leading Christian researcher says part of the reason America's in trouble is because her churches have gone astray. Dr. George Barna is co-founder of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
As we've interviewed senior pastors across the country, we found that there are five factors that our churches typically measure. How many people show up, how much money we raise, how many programs we offer, how many staff people we've hired, and how much square footage we built out. Jesus didn't die for any of those things.
And there's another problem.
Also, in interviewing pastors of churches across the country, what we find is that only 37% of Christian pastors have a biblical worldview. That's barely one-third.
Barna says churches need to fix their problems. He just released a new book for parents called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. This is SRN News.
With tangible and overwhelming bias. The former president has been outspoken outside the courtroom.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind.
The lawyers say the judge irreparably harmed Trump's right to a fair trial through astonishing departures from ordinary standards of impartiality. Engeron gave lawyers for New York Attorney General Letitia James' office a day to decide whether they will file a response before he rules. Also, Donald Trump is giving up his fight to move his New York hush money criminal case to federal court. He contends state court is very unfair to him. I'm Ed Donahue.
United Health Group is being sued. The company is accused of using faulty artificial intelligence algorithms to wrongly deny coverage for Medicaid patients. More details at SRNNews.com.